Hi there, and welcome to today's mini audio training. So I'm going to jump right in, right? Have you noticed that there are many moments in the day when we unconsciously give our energy away? So I want you to think about this. Do you really want to spend minutes or even seconds thinking about a mean post that you happen to read on Facebook, or maybe a comment or a reply to something you texted to someone, you know? Do you really want to give away your precious energy to, you know, things, people, topics, anything, right, in your environment, in the world, you know, that is draining to you? So sometimes, a lot of the time, that's actually, unfortunately, people around us whose behaviors and actions trigger us, make us want to like secretly or openly scream. So there are some people in our lives, right, that for most of us anyway, where, you know, it can be a drain just being around them. So I want to propose this little teeny tiny technique. So which can help you to protect and channel your energy with conscious awareness. And it is to consider your ROE, or return on energy. So a lot of the time we, you know, in our business as spiritual entrepreneurs, we think about our ROI, which is a return on investment, and which has to do with the profitability of anything that we invest in. And it needs to be positive. If you have a positive ROI, then that's a good thing. And if it's negative, you need to rethink, you know, your investment and what you're doing in your business, right? But how often do we think about an ROE? So you need to focus your energy and attention on people, things, and situations that give you a positive ROE, or return on energy, on the energy that you invest. So, and you need to do this so you can stay fully present and focused on all that you desire to experience in any given moment, rather than feeling like your energy is being drained, disrupted, and disturbed. You know, often it can feel like it's against your will, right? By something that's happening in the world, all of that drained, disrupted, disturbed energy, it's like it's against your will. A lot of what's happening in the world, what's happening in your immediate environment, brings all of this negative return on investment. So how can you make sure that return on energy, not return on investment, it can bring a negative return on energy. So how do you ensure that you have a positive return on energy? So the answer is this. You need to get into the habit of being discerning and intentional in your interactions, and being watchful and protective, kind of like a fiercely loving mama bear, of your own energy level and ROE, return on energy, throughout your day. Okay, so I know this is a lot easier said than done. It's hard not to get drawn into our own thoughts, worries, fears, and anxiety. And often it can be even harder to protect ourselves from negative or unwanted energy arising from the collective, or maybe it's coming at you from someone else in your space. But the good news is you can do it. You can protect your energy. You can bring awareness and attention to your energy levels and to ensure a positive ROE. So it begins with integrating simple practices that lets us turn the spotlight of our attention and our energy back to ourselves, so we can clearly consider our return on energy and make the changes we need to make, so we can consistently enjoy a positive ROE. These practices give us the power to be discerning, to get to know who we are and what we want and need in any given moment. They also help us to understand ourselves and what makes us happy, and also what brings us distress. So one incredibly easy yet effective in the moment way to bring your energy and attention back to yourself so you can consider your return on energy, so to make sure that it's positive. So one easy way to do that is to work with the one healing breath technique. So if you haven't yet, you can enjoy a free 11-day one healing breath journey. All you need to do is go to shantaniraja.com. That's shantaniraja.com. Click on the fun freebies menu at the top of the page, at the top of the homepage, and then click on the one healing breath journey and you will get to experience that. So another powerful practice you can use to bring your attention and awareness to your energy so you can consistently enjoy positive ROE is to set a timer so it goes off every hour or every couple of hours. And then every time you hear that timer go off, I'd like for you to stop and ask yourself, how do I feel right now or what am I feeling right now? So you'll be surprised at the secrets and hidden truths that you're likely to discover about yourself and what you need, right, to raise your energy level, to get to that positive ROE. So I found a few things that I thought personally that were no big deal, like writing for a specific client or talking to some people, right, like some people in my life. Right, I thought they were no big deal, but they actually doing this, so to speak, everyday run-of-the-mill stuff actually triggered really, really high levels of anxiety and sometimes even fear for me when I practice that, when I do either the one healing breath or in this case, if I, you know, use the timer and check in with myself, how do I feel right now? So other things that I never truly thought about that actually brings me a lot of joy, a lot of peace, a huge positive ROE, are simple things like watching my kitty cat eat his lunch, right? I just love watching him eat his lunch. So one thing I want to clarify here though, focusing on creating positive ROE and protecting your energy isn't about ignoring problems or actions that are hurtful, harmful, or destructive. This isn't about steadfastly insisting that everything's fabulous and perfect and hunky-dory when it's not. This practice, this bringing conscious awareness to your energy and aiming for a positive ROE, is actually about carefully, lovingly, and consistently redirecting your energy toward the things and the people and the experiences and activities that genuinely inspire you, motivate you, uplift you, help you to reconnect with yourself. So when the time comes to take action, to do the things you need to do, to be a successful spiritual entrepreneur, to make a difference as a spiritual entrepreneur, when you get to that point, when you do all of this work around your energy, when you bring your attention to your ROE and aim for a positive ROE, when you do all that, you will find that you have all of that beautiful, powerful energy, your own energy, available to be creative, to find and implement solutions, to be of service and to do the work you're meant to do in the world and feel good about doing it, to feel truly, genuinely good about doing all of it. Even the you know, so to speak, hard stuff, like maybe the sales and marketing stuff and all of that. So anyway, that is our mini audio training for today. I hope that this helps you. It has helped me a lot over the years, considering my ROE, thinking about my ROE. Very often, even before I participate in a conversation or continue, you know, scrolling through Facebook, I'll be like, is this giving me a positive ROE? And then I use these little methods to help myself. So I hope this truly, you know, it's helpful to you as well and that you enjoy using it. So if you have any feedback, just hit reply on that email that I sent you. I would love to hear from you. I always love to hear from you. In the meantime, I hope you have a lovely day till we meet again in your inbox or anywhere else. And I want to say that I'm so glad you took the time, these few minutes to spend with me. I do not take that lightly. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Until we meet again, bye for now.